So, Steve-O, today we have our first listener question. Chris Gable asks, the House of Commons is being expanded from 308 to 338 seats. How does the physical building handle this expansion? That's today's question.
Well, they just add more seats.
Well, that sounds like the easy answer, but is there room in the building for 30 more seats?
Well, I mean, the simple answer to the question is yeah. They can and actually are currently installing new desks in the House. Since 1867, they've gone from 108 to 308 seats in the last sitting. And as Chris points out, they'll be adding another 30 for this upcoming sitting. And that's because every 10 years, new ridings are added based on updated population figures, which is exactly what has happened in BC and Alberta, for example, in this election.
Okay. Now, so it's gone up so far 230 seats since, like, the 1800s, you just said?
Yeah. Now, that being said, 338 is getting pretty close to the physical limitations on the chamber itself. What they're doing at the moment is replacing the back rows with tighter spaced fold-up seats that apparently give them enough room to add all the new MPs.
So all the MPs that sit in the front get like nice desks and cushioned chairs, and the MPs that sit at the back have to sit in like folding crappy chairs? Is that what you're saying?
Well, think of them more like theater style seats. And there's still going to be desks for them, so it's not as if they're second-class MPs, but they are certainly different kinds of seats, that's all.
Okay, so it can handle the expansion. Now, you said there is going to be a physical limit eventually. What do you think that is?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question, and part of that is going to be answered in the next couple of years, because in 2018, there's going to be a major renovation to the building to provide seismic reinforcements and modernizations to some of the older technology, and it's probable that they're going to try and better accommodate an increased number of members of parliament. They might reduce the spaces between the opposition and the government, for example, and they might just try and decrease the size of the desks. That being said, Chris has a good point with his question. Eventually, we're going to run out of space in that building. And for an answer to what happened next, we should actually look to the United Kingdom's House of Commons.
Why have they had to expand because of adding more seats?
Well, we think it's bad with our 300 MPs. They've got 650.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a ton. Now, the last time that we had a major renovation to the building of the House of Commons was actually after a fire in 1916 burned down the center block and did considerable damage to it. And so there, we increased the size of the House chamber to better accommodate an increased number of members of Parliament. But in the UK, they did that shortly after World War II because the House of Commons was destroyed in the bombings.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a step up on us there. But actually, back in the 1500s, the House of Commons met in St. Stephen's Chapel. And where did the MPs sit? They sat in pews.
Oh, gosh.
Which is a tradition that actually continues to this day. Rather than wasting space for desks, which people put their papers and laptops and stuff on, the British Common Chamber has rows upon rows of benches. So this allows them to pack the room considerably fuller. And it's been discussed in Canada on a few different occasions and might actually happen one day.
Just cram them all in there and they can just put their laptops on their laps?
Well, they actually don't bring them in at all. That's the interesting thing. Even then, that still only pushes the problem back further, because eventually we run out of bench space. And in fact, that actually happened a long time ago in the British Commons, because they may have 650 MPs, but they only have enough seats in the chamber for 417.
So what did they do?
Well, so in our House of Commons, we have assigned desk seating. They simply have first-come, first-served seating for their benches, where the first 417 MPs to show up get seated, and the rest are relegated to standees at either end of the house.
So be early.
Exactly. Be early, be on time. Now, sometimes they, particularly important MPs, may get a spot where a backbencher doesn't, but the gist of it is you show up, and you show up on time, or you don't get your seat.
Well, that's one way to do it. I guess you could also just use the internet.